Mangaroa Ron Te Kaua in Norway. And he is a man who's self-taught artist, and he does whakapapa quilts. Now, the idea is interesting in its own right, and I've got the luxury of looking at some of your work too, Mangaroa. Tēnā koe, Ron. It's great to have you on the program today. Dale, this end. I really like the I like the style that you're creating there, Ron. Hey, and good on you. Self-taught and living in the Manawa too, but you have connections, I see, into Ngāti Porou. First and foremost, Ron, what are you doing in Norway?
Yeah, well, I'm asking myself that sometimes. There's an art gallery in Auckland called Object Space. It's pretty much our national craft gallery, and they've got a relationship with a gallery in Norway and in Norwegian craft. So they asked me if I wanted to do a swap and come over and represent the country. It was about 3 years ago, and I didn't believe it was going to happen. So I said yes, and it happened.
And how long have you been there then?
Oh, I've been here a month. I've got two exhibitions and a residency. So the first exhibition's in Oslo at the Nietzsche Center for Contemporary Art, and that finishes in a couple of weeks. And then it's all packed up and it's moved to the Arctic Circle. I'm going up to our Sami whānau and having an exhibition at the Sami Museum up in the Arctic Circle, a couple of days' drive from Oslo.
It's all pretty exciting, and you know, you're taking this very Taha Māori imagery that you've championed over the years, Ron, and you know, I mean, it's beautiful. I'm intrigued that you know, you put so much of yourself into this work. Whakapapa quilts. It's a really interesting idea. Tell us what you're trying to do when you first, well, you needed to choose a name for your mate, and this is what you chose. Why so? What's the background?
I didn't choose it. I can't take the credit for it. I was in Christchurch. I'd been making clothes for 20, 25 years. A friend, Paula Rigby, invited me in to see an exhibition that Kaumātua had made at Lehua Marae in Ōtautahi. So I went in and they had made whakapapa quilts, and I thought, this is what I want to do with the rest of my life. And so I just put it out to the universe. I asked the weavers, the midwives, the dancers, the healers to come in and help make a program where I could help people heal and teach other people, or just actually hold space for other people so that they could make the whakapapa quilt. So the whole idea of putting whakapapa on a quilt is that, firstly, you can wrap someone you love in their story. Like, you can bring the Māori of their pepeha, their land, their kaitiaki, their whānau, and really wrap them in that story. And it's also, if you put them, lots of nannies come and they put their pepeha up on the wall because they get sick of repeating it over and over again. So it's like a learning aid, I suppose, in the whare, yeah. But it's lots of different
it's not as direct as what we would think, where it's using words. This is using colour, concepts, shape, which in itself, Māori, which carry a kōrero that is, you know, therefore can be explained. But interesting that you should have had 20 years working in fabric and design too, but then sort of fell in love with this vehicle of sharing cultural pride. And so it seems to be working well for you. Are you still as enthused about it as when you first decided to move from clothing to quilt making?
Oh, my God, yeah. But my whole career I've jumped out of bed like an 18-year-old ready to conquer the day. Yeah, I mean, this is the best thing I could possibly be doing with my life. I've never burn out, never run out of ideas. It's just, it sustains itself, yeah.
Yeah. If you don't mind me saying, you look like one of my cousins too, sort of an unlikely quilt maker. If I could describe him, a beautiful warm face, heavy set, Rastafari looks with your dreads. And
is this me or your cousin?
No, well, you and my cousin, to be honest, there, Ron Kilder.
Oh, Mongol.
Yeah, he's a deadly handsome guy. You better believe it, man. But here you are, and loving fabric, which is neat. And I love the colour that you're creating. How many of these works are you displaying sort of in this period that finds you in Norway?
Oh, well, at the first gallery, at the Nietzsche Gallery, I've got 9, but they're huge. And so I have to make smaller ones for our smaller gallery up at Karasjok at the Sami Museum. Yeah. I'm working, so I've got this residency as well through Norwegian Crafts, and it was an international residency that Zoe Black from Object Space helped me apply for, and I got it. So I've got a chalet about an hour and a half out of Norway for 2 months. I'm looking out on the fjord, this big beautiful fjord, and I'm making 4 smaller quilts. I was gifted a story from, I haven't met her in person yet, but I saw her story on YouTube and fell in love with it. So we tracked her down and asked her if we could use her story, her nanny's story, a woman called Sheridan Waitai. And she's from Ngāti Kuri, and the story is all about kuaka that flies between her land and the Sami land. And it's just a beautiful story. So I'm making this story in 4 smaller quilts. I've nearly done 2. And I'll gift her the images of the quilt to help promote the story of Kuaka, because I think Kuaka was 80% down last year. Only 20% turned up in New Zealand in the last flock. Yeah.
Well, that's concerning. They're due to arrive soon, if not already, Kuaka. Yeah, oh, it's going to be... and I know Sheridan. Well, I haven't spoke with her over the years, Ron.
Okay.
I'm okay to call you Mangaro. It's a beautiful name.
Absolutely.
Hey, what about interest from the Sami people or from the people of Norway, Nordic, I don't know if I've got that right, peoples to this mahi? I mean, how are they reacting to what you're showing them or sharing with them?
They get it. They get it. They've been really generous, kind, responsive. I haven't had to deal with any negative energy. I've been in the local schools. They've been really excited. I feel like I've been adopted by the local school. They get it. But, I mean, fabric, I mean, the reason I work with fabric, teach, hold space for other people to make their whakapapa quilts is because fabric softens any story, eh? I feel like a failed carver. But when people tell their own stories, they can be pretty vulnerable. And I think that's universal.
That's a really interesting thought, that it can soften. Therefore, there's almost no area where you can't delve into with quilt making. Like I say, it brings together. Well, the one I'm looking at the moment of yours is really colourful. It reminds me of that Australian Aboriginal artist. Who was famous for multicolour. You're working on 4 smaller pieces as we speak. You'll be there for a couple of more months and then, moving back home to Woodville?
Yep. The diary's pretty empty for next year. I'll be, I've got some workshops up at Thames and down on Christchurch, but this is the first time in years that my diary's had any gaps in it, so I'm sort of looking forward to coming home. It'll probably be full by the time I get home. But it just means I can do whatever I want. It's time for me to make my stories rather than hold stories for other people. So the world will be my oyster in Woodville when I get home.
I wonder how oysters are going to fit into the next quilt. Hey, Ron.
Well, I've got a lot of pearls on it. I've got a lot of pearls.
A lot of pearls, all right. Mangaro. Can I just take my hat off to you, mate? It's a wonderful gift that you're sharing with others. And if you'd like to see some of Mangaro, Ron Te Kaua's work, I'm hoping that you've got a website so I can direct our
people. Just jump on my Insta. I've had heaps of websites, but Insta's just no hassle. It's easy. Ron Te Kaua, that's it.
Ron Te Kaua, artist.
Yeah.
Artist and cool and, cat.
For Matariki, I'm going to, the quilts that will come home, and they'll go to Te Manawa in Palmerston North, and then in November they head back up to Tairāwhiti to Gisborne, Gisborne Museum and Art Gallery.
Been magic having a kōrero with you, my friend. You know, and technology, now you sound like you're next door in Pāmuir, but you're not.
I know, this is better than Woodville.
Nothing's better than Woodville, Ron. Nothing.
Oh, except the phone line.
Okay, the phone line's all right too. All the best of the mahi, and thanks for sharing some kōrero with our peeps today, Ron. Travel well.
Thank you.
Tēnā koe, Ron.
Yeah.
Ka pai.
Mauri ora.
Mauri ora. That's cool to artist. Mauri ora, Ron Te Kawa.